Hi again, this is Lois Herman of Lois Herman and Associates, and my team and I have come up also with a wonderful exercise to use to clear the toxic energy from our auric fields. And we're going to start by having you close your eyes, visualize, imagine, think about a wonderful spiral of energy that comes up from your feet, kind of like just mixes up the aura, the energy in and around, like a little mini gentle tornado that swirls up through your body. It kind of shakes up the energy around you. Just get it all stirred up. And as it goes all the way to the head, imagine then a magical waterfall of light that flows down through your energy and just kind of washes through that energy field, allowing it to wash away anything toxic, anything that you've picked up along the way, allowing it to flow down into Mother Gaia, Mother Earth. And Archangel Michael has given us a magnetic net that he removes anything that does not belong in Mother Gaia. So allow this energy just to wash, this magical waterfall of light energy, to flow through our auric field. And next, I'd like you to imagine an amazing blast of freezing Arctic air that goes through your energy, that bursts and freezes everything that is metallic, that does not belong in your energy field. It will actually freeze it into solid. So if you're the type of person that can see your aura, you might notice little flecks or bits or bots or spots, or it might look like glitter or spikes, whatever. But you'll notice those are going to be very apparent in your energy field. Now we invite our beloved Archangel Michael to come along with that magnetic net of his. He's just going to scoop it all off. He might even use a cosmic vac to just siphon through anything that does not belong in your energy field. And now that you're all kind of sparkly clean, what we want to do next is to get your energy moving. Many of our energies are kind of stuck. Our chakras are stuck. So my dear beloved friend Kathy Kubaki is going to accompany me with some beautiful tones that speak to the different chakras as we come up to the different levels. We're going to start by imagining Mother Gaia sending this magnificent warm honey liquid light that comes up through our feet, through our legs, swirling gently, gently through our body. Warm, loving, nurturing liquid light that comes all the way up to the root chakra. And at the root chakra, imagine it spinning in a clockwise fashion in a beautiful, beautiful warm red color. And next, imagine that beautiful, loving liquid light coming up to the sacral chakra in your pelvic area. And it's going to spin in a clockwise fashion. So if you think about your forehead is 12 o'clock, your left shoulder would be 3 o'clock, your toes would be 6 o'clock, and your right shoulder would be 9 o'clock. So spinning in a clockwise fashion in that sacral chakra with a beautiful, vibrant orange color. Get that to spin and listen to this tone. Wonderful. Now let's move that energy up to your solar plexus area, right there in the middle of your belly, like your belly button area. Imagine that spinning in that clockwise fashion in a beautiful sunshine yellow color. Get that chakra to spinning beautifully, peacefully, gently, and training with the others, setting it to your own rhythm and cadence. And listen to this amazing tone. Let's bring that energy up to the heart chakra and get that energy spinning with that beautiful green color at your heart. Green is the color of the energy of healing. And let's put a little pink around it, the energy of love, The heart chakra is the largest chakra, and it also is the one that sometimes takes the biggest wounds. So let's get the heart chakra spinning as you listen to this amazing tone. Let's move that energy up to the throat chakra, spinning in a beautiful blue color, whatever color resonates with you. It could be a sky blue, it could be a deep royal blue. Get that throat chakra spinning and listen to this amazing tone. You can feel that in your different chakras. You can feel the vibrational energy as those tones resonate through your body. Now let's bring that warm, loving liquid light up to your brow chakra, your third eye. And let's get it to spinning as well with that beautiful deep purple color and allow that to vibrate through your brow chakra. Next, let's lift this beautiful energy to the top of our head, to our crown chakra, and getting it to spin in a clockwise fashion with a light violet or a pure white color. And as you do, feel the tone of that high vibrational energy and let it resonate in your body. Let your cells in your body resonate with these tones. Kathy, beautiful, feeling those resonant frequencies, vibrational energies through your body. You can do the toning yourself, just using your body's hum. Now what I'd like you to do is to imagine your pineal gland, which is above your ears and in the middle of your head, right up there near the crown chakra. And I want you to imagine this energy coming down and kind of breaking open that pineal gland to where it's like a beautiful lotus flower that just undulates in that beautiful energy. And inside of that lotus flower, in that pineal gland, place a golden seed of light that connects you with the divine. It also stimulates the kundalini energy that goes down your spine, down deep into Mother Earth, and feel that wonderful connection, sending gratitude to Mother Earth and feeling her send back up that wonderful energy that pours out your crown and sparkles all the way around you in your toroidal field. Feel it like this is an amazing fountain that swirls all around you. And as you do this, just imagine all of this amazing energy in and around you, all this gentle movement. Anything that is moving, it doesn't stagnate. You can't get things stuck to it. It's a wonderful way to keep your energy going. On the outside of this, you can imagine that protective shield or shell around you, kind of like zipping up a spacesuit. And on the outside of that, a shiny mirror coating that deflects anything negative. And you can put the violet flame around you there as well. Do this exercise anytime you feel like you're a little depleted, anytime you feel like you've picked up some toxic energy along the way. Do this energy, this exercise to ground and to expand into your own beloved energy. Thank you.